The gleaming of the first supermassive black holes, too. A new sample of high redshift radio galaxy candidates, by J.W. Broderick et al. While unobscured and radio-quiet active galactic nuclei are regularly being found at redshifts Z greater than 6, their obscured and radio-loud counterparts remain elusive. We build upon our successful pilot study, presenting a new sample of low-frequency selected candidate high redshift radio galaxies, HZRGs, over a sky area 20 times larger. We have refined our selection technique, in which we select sources with curved radio spectra between 72 to 231 MHz from the Galactic and Extragalactic All-Sky Murchison Wide Field Array, GLEAM, survey. In combination with the requirements that our GLEAM-selected HZRG candidates have compact radio morphologies and be undetected in near-infrared K-band imaging from the Visible and Infrared Survey Telescope for Astronomy Kilo-Degree Infrared Galaxy, Viking, survey, we find 51 new candidate HZRGs over a sky area of approximately 1200 Deg squared. Our sample also includes two sources from the pilot study, the second most distant radio galaxy currently known, at Z equals 5.55, with another source potentially at Z approximately 8. We present our refined selection technique and analyze the properties of the sample. We model the broadband radio spectra between 74 MHz and 9 GHz by supplementing the GLEAM data with both publicly available data and new observations from the Australia Telescope Compact Array at 5.5 and 9 GHz. In addition, deep K's band imaging from the high acuity wide field K-band imager, Hawkeye, on the Very Large Telescope and from the Southern Herschel Astrophysical Terahertz Large Area Survey Region's K's band survey, SHARCS, is presented for five sources. We discuss the prospects of finding very distant radio galaxies in our sample, potentially within the epoch of reionization at Z is greater than or equal to 6.5. This was the gleaming of the first supermassive black holes, too. A new sample of high redshift radio galaxy candidates, by J.W. Broderick et al.